What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you're wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister is, she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And welcome to The God Show. And shout out to our sponsors, YKTV. If you're trying to get your... If you need people to have time, YKTV audience is right there for you. Shout out to Two Laws Distribution. They charge you $3 a month and don't take no royalties. You should work with them. Tote & Carry, Two Laws, and LorraineCo. If you need the best sense in the world, LorraineCo. Everything is here. Shout out to our sponsors. Now that that's over, shout out to you for watching. Please like, share, subscribe, do all those things that we need. It gets on my nerves to say it, but if you press the button, it makes a world of a difference to what we're doing. And now that's over with. We have a special guest. I'm going to crown him the first content creator in hip hop. When I was a young man, 18, and I was fascinated by fucking rap and everything was going on, all you had to do was get to a computer and type in the name Choke No Joke. And he would have this theme music playing like Choke No Joke.
Choke No Joke.
And he had theme music. Theme music was stuck in my head too. But he was the first guy, when you see Dame in the office going crazy, that's the guy behind the camera. When you see, like, I heard a rumor that he has the entire Rockefeller breakup back, like everything on camera. He's a former Rockefeller affiliate. He's the first content creator, and he's just somebody who I genuinely fuck with, and I just wanted to talk shit with, and that's what we're gonna do on this show. Everybody give it up for Choke, No Joke. Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna tell you something. You are free to be your authentic self.
Okay.
That's important to me because these pods be trying to, I'm not politically correct. Like, because if you say something, I'll just disagree and that'll be it. But I want you to talk your shit because I want people to hear your story. First of all, how's your mom?
My mom's great.
I know she's involved. I know she's like a part of, like, I've seen you with her. That's the thing I loved about you the most is that I would see you with your mom. And I'm like, man, that's dope, man. This man keep his, I love that, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I took my mom on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I did the Breakfast Club, but they took the interview down.
Why? Hold on, Choke. Let's get it to
who's
it.
That?
Hold on. Let's get it to it, Choke. Hold on, let's start this off right, Choke. Why is it that people feel the need to pull down what you say and then try to steer away from the controversy? So even when I got hit like, would you consider? I'm like, what? Hell yeah. Right. That's my dog. And by the way, when we first met at the party, right, he walked up to me to say, I'm like, yo, nigga, you Choke No Joke. I know who you are. So it was weird to me, but why is that, man?
People are, well, you know what? The business that we in, right? It's really no place for the truth.
Mm.
Everything's a lie.
Yes.
Right? From the first rapper to get signed. You see his first video, everybody's watching the video. Oh, this nigga got the nice car, the pretty girl, the fly house, the jewels, and then it's cut. End of the video. Yo, get out the house, niggas. Yo, I need that jewelry back. Take it back over to Jacob. Groovy Lou, yo, I need those clothes back. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yo, that car got to go back to whoever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lie.
Yeah.
Right? Me, I'm the one to say, oh, he don't own that shirt. He don't own that jewelry. He don't own that car. He don't own that house. You know what I'm saying? And none of that is real.
Yeah.
That I'm giving people the real deal, what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And it's like, yo, you blowing this up, man. Why you telling niggas that ain't my chain?
Yeah.
Why you telling niggas that ain't my house?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to educate people.
To not buy into the hype.
Right. And the industry is all hype.
Yeah. But it's built on hype, though. Built right. We hype. Know that.
Right. Mirrors. Yeah. So that's why people are scared to deal with me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the people that come behind us thinking that stuff is real.
Yeah.
And it's not. And then this is why to this day, motherfuckers still get raw for they publishing.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we tell somebody, yo, you get ready to sign a record deal, well, make sure you maintain the ownership of your publishing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a sucker to tell, let's say, Sexy Red, mm-hmm. right? She get ready, she hot, and I'm telling you, whatever you do, keep your publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Her manager or the record label or somebody, a lawyer, might be like, yo, why are you telling her that?
Yeah.
I supposed to tell her that, but they can't take advantage of her.
Yep.
If I tell her that, and that's the problem with the industry with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But whether it's Jay-Z's or all the way down. If I tell the truth and I'm revealing that the Great Oz is really a midget, then I'm a sucker. I done blew the whole fucking Wizard of Oz.
Well, in my world, that's not sucker shit.
Right.
If it's true. Now, I will say this to you, not about you, but to you, mm-hmm. is that I think a lot of the times the messenger, as long as the message is clear of disdain and hate, because there's some people I don't like. Like, it's some people who I love it. You know, people know me. I'm the most loving, caring person. But it's some people I'm like, oh, he over there. Oh, I ain't coming. Mm-hmm. I just steer clear of them. But I don't speak on them because I know I don't like them. And I know that it's not, I'm going to say something that feels like it's more in disdain than it is just simple. So I try to avoid talking about people or things that I don't like, because then you might say something you don't mean. So I think that, and by the way, I don't even know what it is. Only thing I will say is I did say you say that Jay-Z is not a billionaire. I want to ask you about that, because your reasoning was you said Jay-Z doesn't have a billionaire's in account. Now, I would say this. Go ahead.
Jay-Z is not a liquid billionaire, right? See, people, it's kind of like how we all have the relationship with Benzino, right?
Yeah.
Like, and let's say when Benzino had the sauce,
yeah,
right? We could say, yo, Benzino, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
Because he my boy, he a printer.
Yeah.
Right? That's the relationship that Kanye West, Jay-Z, and these guys have with Forbes magazine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere other than Forbes
mm-hmm.
that's making these projections based off his assets and projections and earnings and this, that, and the other. That's where that's coming from. They got the plug to get them to print that they billionaires.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kanye. I told everybody, Kanye ain't no goddamn billionaire.
Yeah. He's valued at a billion.
Right? His assets, him married to Kim at the time, you know, all this stuff, projections, is there with Adidas, if he's there for the next 10 years and he sells this much and his bonuses, then, projectionally, he can be a billionaire. But soon as the Adidas there went, whoop, right?
He lost his status.
He was at 200 million, right?
Yeah. Well, I think like 400 million. 400.
Even if it's 400 million,
for sure.
Right? How could you lose one endorsement deal and now you're not a billionaire anymore?
Well, he didn't just lose one endorsement deal. He lost everything. He lost everything. He lost, like you got to remember, you got Chase Bank saying, come get your money. It was really bad on him. But to what you said about billionaires, just for people at home, there are millionaires who don't have $1 million cash.
Yes.
And there are billionaires who don't have, most billionaires don't have $1 billion cash. Most of them.
Right.
Like Elon Musk might be the only motherfucker that got $1 billion sitting in an account that he could look at. But even then, once you get to a certain place in life with money, you got to remember, like, your money doesn't sit there. It works for you. So you can pull out if you want. You can work when you want. But I understand what you're saying when you're saying these guys are not billionaires. Like, they're not liquid billionaires. But they are billionaires, because if they decided to sell everything today,
they would not. Jay-Z sold everything today.
Worth $3
even
billion
the drawers
dollars.
Off his ass.
Jay-Z
he will not have $1 billion.
You fucking crazy.
You are
bugging choke. Dog, okay, listen. Hit me out.
Show me $500 million that he could liquidate right now.
I'm about to do it, brother.
Don't show me a house that he got a mortgage on.
No.
He don't own Ace of Spades.
I got it.
Which means somebody else.
Listen. Jay-Z's catalog alone, if someone bought it, it's worth about just his catalog, not if he sold the houses, cars,
just
and everything.
Catalog, music
just
catalog.
The catalog alone is probably worth about $300 to $400 million. Just his catalog. Okay. You talking about the greatest rapper to ever live. That is shit is like, y'all understand something. Hear me out real quick. That's not just about, first of all, let me just tell you another thing about Hov's catalog that people don't know. Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Eminem are the three most expensive sync rappers in history. Now, your shit might be on ESPN, but you got $300 for that. When you sync a Jay-Z record, that's a seven-figure check immediately. So imagine when you hear, you see a Denzel Washington movie, you hear, and then in the mind, a non-believer, that they paid $1 million for that. Unless you got a relationship with Hov yourself and you can call him yourself. But even if you ain't calling Lenny S and none of them to get Jay-Z to come down on that. Huh?
That's skeptical that they licensed it for $1 million.
No. I'm in the music business. I'm telling you.
Now, I know you ain't.
No.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's just say there's $1 million. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z don't get 100% of that.
Yes, he does.
No, he don't.
No.
His deal with Live Nation is part of his publishing.
Oh, well, see, I don't know that. Now, hear me out, though. But hear me out.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do that. I like this. That's why I want to do this with you.
Publishing is involved in that deal?
Oh, no. Hey, we talking about Jay-Z's publishing and Jay-Z's catalog of music, you know, and the masters that he owns all of it? He probably can get a $400 million for it right now. So if he sold his catalog, he had $500 million. He can get almost $500 million right now. Let's also talk about his stakes. Let's talk about his art. Let's talk about his art he owns. Let's talk about the property he owns. Let's talk about the assets he owns. Like, now, I'm telling you that, just bring the whole thing over here. Just bring the whole thing. Yeah. You're making it real long. No. Donnie, just get up and bring it over here. He wants the whole thing, bring it. He can do that.
I'll do that.
Yeah. But what I'm saying to you is that his catalog is worth about $400 to $500 million. His catalog. That's including publishing and everything. Don't forget he wrote Still Dre.
And quite a few
others. Don't forget, and let's not also forget, Rihanna signed to him. The stake they got in that. The stake that they owed. I think J. Cole bought himself out. Wait. I'm not sure. But my point is that if he sold every asset he has, Jay-Z will clear about $2 billion. Easy. Let me tell you why. Okay, so here's what I'm trying to tell you. Y'all not looking at it the right way. Y'all looking at it like, here's the thing, Choke. I think your disadvantage in the Jay-Z world is that you look at him from a peer. You probably remember when he was saying he was an eight-figure nigga and he was probably only seven. So sometimes, or you probably know. No, hear me out. Hear me out real quick. What I'm trying to say to you is that our peers don't see us the same way as the people that come behind us. Like, I don't look up to Drake.
Right.
Like, I think he's talented, but I don't look up to Kendrick. But
right.
Hov came when I was a kid. I look up to that nigga still. And I think you didn't look up to him. You might look up to people like Big Daddy Kane, look up to Rakim, but you probably don't look up to Jay-Z because he was your peer. But that doesn't take away from the fact that 150 years from now, 200 years from now, they're going to be talking about Jay-Z like they talk about Picasso, like they talk about Mozart. And whoever owns those assets will be fucking set, will be set for life. What you say to that?
I say that, once again, Jay-Z does not own all his stuff. He is in deals with company with like Live Nation, mm-hmm. where they take maybe 25. First of all, Live Nation owns 50% of Roc Nation. You do know that, right?
Mm-mm. I don't know if they own it. They might be invested in it. Okay.
Nigga.
I don't know.
They own it.
Okay.
They 50% partners. That's why it's called Nation. Roc Nation. It's just a sub of Live Nation, mm-hmm. right? So in a minute, when they want to get rid of that nigga, he's just like DTP, Murder, Inc., Rockefeller Records, all these people that we said had record labels.
Okay.
He's just a subsidiary of Live Nation. When they ready to poop him out of there, they will, right? So when Jay-Z does a deal with Live Nation, like the 10-year deal he has now, that's why I was pulling it up for you. They gave him $200 million for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
right? And that $200 million over 10 years, he's getting different parts of his deal. Is like 25% of it might be his publishing.
Yeah.
They might give him, let's say, in $200 million, right? They'll give him $20 million, right, for his staff and offices.
Yeah.
That's recoupable.
Of course.
Right? Then they'll give him $20 million, another $20 million to go sign some artists.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll give him another $50 million to do projects like they did. His last deal was they gave him $20 million, I think, for maybe like 3 albums, to mm-hmm. record 3 albums. But all this shit, like when you see Jay-Z got a $20 million deal, they didn't just give him, bam, $20 million, and it went into his pocket.
I know
because
that.
All that shit is recoupable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He might get a little bit, maybe 10% to put in his pocket.
Yeah.
But these deals, that, and then his deal is a 360 deal.
Mm.
Right? He telling niggas, y'all niggas still taking 360 deal. He's in a 360 deal.
I have to ask you a question. Just for sake of what we're saying, how do you know this?
I'm gonna pull up his contract.
And you actually seen the contract,
brother?
Cause my
is public record.
I don't know that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, when they did the first deal, right? Yeah, look.
It's Forbes 10-year live worth $200 million. Worth $200 million. Yeah, he's a Rolling Stone of hip hop. Bro, this doesn't solidify that they own Rock Nation. Because let me tell you why I say it. This doesn't solidify. Hear me out.
If you look at the deal, it says Live Nation owns 50% of Rock Nation, and then they give them the funding. So, that's how Jay-Z got the deal with Rock Nation.
So it's
Live Nation.
It's two things I got to say. The first thing is that The first Rock Nation project Jay-Z dropped was Blueprint 3, and that was on Warner. That was with Lior at Warner.
Because Mike Kaiser ran that project. I remember.
And he says, this is Rock Nation. That's the first thing where I'm like, I don't know about the Live Nation, Rock Nation, because he said Rock Nation when he was with Warner. That one album. Hear me out.
Let me find this for you.
So that's the first thing. But the second thing is, you just said about 10, 13 minutes ago, these niggas got relationships with Forbes and they tell Forbes anything. Why can't that be Live Nation telling Forbes something to make them look good? Why can't that them be just saying that? Like, you just said it, so.
Because if you watched the dude from Forbes, he did the interview on The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there telling on himself.
Yeah.
How Kanye called him up. Yo, dude, you got Jay up there. Da, 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 da. I'm worth $1 billion too. Me and Kendall. And then he go and read the next article come out. Kanye's a billionaire.
Yeah.
These niggas telling on themselves.
But why can't somebody have done that same thing with Live Nation? Live Nation owes Rock Nation. Oh, Live Nation owes Rock. Why can't they?
Because they are putting out the press release of the structure of the deal. Right.
Exactly.
So if it was false, why wouldn't they sue everybody that they sent their press release to?
Because it doesn't say that they own it. It just said Jay-Z deal is worth.
I want to say fuck Jay-Z right now, but I'm gonna find it for you.
Yeah, my thing is this. So my question to you is this. First of all, if you don't mind me asking you,
sure.
What happened with you and Rockefeller?
What you
mean? Like, you just said you want to say fuck Jay-Z. I'm like, something happened.
I'm saying, like, fuck that nigga.
Did y'all fall
out? I'm going to make my point because I see that you doubt what I'm saying. But when I say fuck him, like, fuck, we spending all the time talking about this bitch ass nigga. But when but we could be talking about something else, but I'm going
to
make the point.
But what I'm asking you is, what did he do to you to make you say that? Like, what happened? Bitch ass nigga.
Let's go back.
Go ahead.
Let's start from the beginning.
When a man did something to another man, that means that man did something to him first.
Right? All right. Hey, where the fuck I put my water?
Give him water, somebody. Jay, give him water.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Never mind, Jay. We got it. Go ahead.
All right. Now, there's several things, right?
Okay.
God, this is going to be a long one. I've been in the entertainment business 30 years now.
Okay.
I started off modeling and acting. Well, when I got in the business, I probably was about 25. Before that, street shit. I don't ever talk about the street shit because I don't glorify it.
For sure.
Right? When I got in the industry, it was after coming home from jail, and I figured I got to, get right. So I started modeling and acting. Mm-hmm. That was my thing. I was modeling and acting, and I was doing a lot of music videos. You see me in Nas' Hate Me Now video. Mm-hmm. You'll see me in Mobb Deep Quiet Storm with Lil' Kim video. Eve Got a Man. I did a bunch of videos with Puff. Videos was my shit, right? So I would go back to Edenwall. That's where I'm from, Edenwall Projects in the Bronx.
Okay.
Right? I would go back and I'd be like, yo, I was with Nas in them today. Or I was with Lil' Kim.
Yeah. Like, we lying. Yep.
Yeah. Sure. You know how niggas are. So then I started bringing the camera. So, this is like early 93, 94, 95, right? So now I'm doing these videos, but now I'm bringing the camera and I'm shooting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Just to go have bragging rights back in the hood.
In the hood, exactly.
Right. So I was chasing the lead role when I was doing the acting. That was the shit. Yo, be a lead role. And then if you was a female, you wanted to be the lead role in the Carl Thomas. You want to be his girl. If you was a guy, Eve video, I want to be the man. You know. So I was chasing that lead role.
Okay.
So eventually I got it. Me and Bo King Woodbine.
Yeah.
We both got casted in this video called My World by this artist named Olu. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Olu.
Yeah.
So I finally got the lead role in that. And so I bust my nut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The thrill was gone, right? But on the flip side of it, now I got this passion from shooting behind the scenes. Yeah. Well, now it's called behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But then it was, me just shooting behind, like when, Nas Hate Me Now video. I don't know if you remember the time when they had a tiger on the set.
Yeah, of course.
And the tiger got loose. And them niggas like, I was filming that. I still got tape, but I don't know where it's at. Mm. But I remember Rich Nice. He was working for Trackmasters.
Yeah,
his bitch ass. He from Eden Wall Projects. You know what I'm saying? I know him growing up way before you know him.
Okay.
Mr. Good Bar and all them days. Right? So he goes and tells security, yo, this nigga up there filming. So I seen him snitching, so I went and hid the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Security ran up on me, like, yo, you filming? And there's a scene, because Nas and Puff is filming a scene. They got the white fur on and all that. So I see, like, I'm filming, and I see Rich, like, and so I go hire my camera, security dude run up on me like, yo, you filming? I'm like, nah, I ain't got nothing. What you talking about? And ever since that day, he just been a sucker to me.
Okay.
Right? So, but that became my passion. Then I started going in the tunnel. Funkmaster Flex, he grew up around me. I knew Flex since I was 8.
Oh, wow.
Right? He used to hang with my cousin, Ben British. Ben used to be the rapper, Flex was the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Ben was in the industry, what we would call the industry, but way back then, running around with Russell and them in the early beginning. Yeah. He used to hang with this dude that was close to Russell and them. And Flex, was like, yo, you gotta plug me with the dude. Next thing you know, Flex riding around with the dude and he get in the industry and he stopped hanging with Ben like that.
Yeah.
And then eventually, he got to come on, get on the radio, and he been on the radio since.
Saw him yesterday at Hot 97, yesterday.
Right, yeah, right. So, like I said, I know Flex for years. We used to protect him doing parties, all that, because he from 226 in Paulden. And I'm 229th in Laconia, you know what I'm saying, up to 225th, right? Right. Are you on 223rd? All right, that's what's up. Flex started The Tunnel, he was doing, first Chris Lighty and them was doing, Chris yeah. Lighty and Jessica, mm-hmm. they was doing The Tunnel. And then at some point, Flex started DJing there, and then he started being a promoter along with them. And then Jessica was trying to bring Enough in there.
Yeah.
And Flex ain't want Enough to get in there. Ooh. So he cut him. That's when him and Jessica broke off, and Flex started doing The Tunnel on his own. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he rocked it from probably like 94, 95 all the way to a close in May of 2001. Damn. Right? So being that I knew Flex, that was my end to get into The Tunnel. So mm-hmm. now I already got this passion for filming. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So now when I'm going to The Tunnel, you know what The Tunnel was. The Tunnel was like the Apollo for some people, Studio 54 hip hop for some people, whatever you, however you want to look
all
at it.
All I know is that I just know it's the hottest club in New York for a long time, and DMX shot Get At Me Dog right in that bitch. Sure. That's what I knew.
Right. So every Sunday night at The Tunnel was a hip hop night, but they had gay nights, rave nights, mm-hmm. disco nights, but Sunday was our night. You know what I'm saying? Flex was the DJ and the promoter, and he would bring artists from all around yeah. to perform there. Mm-hmm. Usually, artists, they albums used to drop on a Tuesday, so they would come on the Sunday to promote it for that Tuesday release to create awareness around the project. So I started shooting at the, I started bringing my tunnel, my camera in The Tunnel. I used to help Flex carry his crates inside. Mm. So I would throw the camera and the thing in the crate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To help with men.
Smart.
Right?
Yes.
They ain't gonna search me.
They ain't gonna search
me,
Flex. You know, yeah, yeah. For sure. Smart.
Right. So then I got down with this, it was a Public Assets crew that was down with Flex, Mr. Excitement, and them. They was already shooting with Flex. Then I got down with them. And then I became the main producer, director of the show. Then I broke off from them and did it independently. And then I got with this company, Live Music Channel. And then I started doing it with them. And then I brought some of the crew because everybody wasn't getting along. So
yeah.
some me and Mr. Excitement. And then we just kept going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And kept shooting out The Tunnel, whatever, whatever. Then it went from having a show on Public Access.
Mm.
Like when I first got there, they had it like B-Cat, Brooklyn, and BronxNet. Then I got it in Queens, Manhattan, Toronto, Atlanta, Santa Monica, LA. Even though it was Public Access, it looked like a whole real video
show.
Because we was next level with it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So that show is what taught me how to become a producer director at an early age in the 90s. Cause I went from one camera to five, six cameras by the time I shot Snoop and Dre in The Tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Snoop was kind of the one that put that fire in me to let me know that, nigga, this is what you need to be doing right here. Right. Cause, when, I did the Street Funk LA show at like LA, Street Funk LA on the Chiron and the lower third, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in New York was mad. Yo, why you putting that LA on it? But it was the whole show was Snoop and Dre at The Tunnel.
Yeah.
The interviews, we interviewed them all backstage. Snoop, Dre, John Singleton, Nate Dogg. Trady, Goldie Lowe, Exhibit, Razzcast, like they all was there.
Yeah.
Mailman, RBX, like the Superfly, everybody was there, right?
Yeah.
So I, you know, aired it in LA, everywhere that, you know, we was running the shows. And I went to Magic, and this probably was about 99, 2000, and I saw Snoop. And, I went up to him and I was like, yo, what's up? I'm Choke No Joke. And he was like, yeah, I'm like the one that did The Tunnel joint. He was like, that shit tight, cuz. That shit tight.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
And I was looking at him like, yeah, all right, this nigga, he's fucking
fronting. Yeah.
Like, get out of my, like, get out. Yeah. He saw me in my face, like the disbelief in my face. And he looked at me, he said, nah, cuz, that shit tight, cuz. And I was like, okay. Word?
You want me to know?
Oh, this is what the fuck I'm doing from here, right? I add that shit. We got a 2.3 ratings on the Nielsen. The night I aired it, because I got the show. At this time, it was on Fox and the WB in six cities. New York, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, San Francisco, and Boston. And when I aired the Snoop show, that shit got a 2.6 Nielsen rating, which was 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy.
That's when I knew I that was it.
Yeah.
It was like, this is what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, it was all the live performances was multi-camera shoots. Mm. It was always 4 and 5 cameras after that.
Is this footage anywhere?
I got a documentary out right now called The Hip Hop Nucleus, a documentary on the legendary Tunnel Nightclub.
Where is it at?
Tubi.
Tubi, okay.
Tubi, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Cluster, few other platforms. But from 95 to like 2001, I was shooting at the Tunnel. I think the first person I shot was Jay-Z, right? Now,
is that how you end up with Rockefeller?
Partially.
Okay.
Right? So, 95, I shoot Jay-Z. He performed the Hard Knock Life. I think that's what was out at that time. At
Hard Knock Life came out in 98.
You said 95. I got to give you something from Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, Hard Knock Life came out in 98.
98? What the fuck did... No, all right. First time I shot him, it was... Bleak was there. It's all right.
You can so bounce where you want to be. Streets is watching. Yep.
Right.
That's like 95. 96.
Right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so... And Ja Rule and him perform Can I Get Her? Right? So, all right. So, yeah. So, that's the first performance I shot of him. And then everyone after that, then when he came through. But what happened was, when I was done with the Tunnel, I was releasing Tunnel music video documentaries. That's how 106 and Bar got created. I'll tell you that, right? When I was doing the modeling and acting, I used to go on MTV Jams and be like a backup, you know, dancing on the set, you know what I'm saying? And the producer there was Lee Harris, right? I used to always bring my Tunnel footage up there while I'm on the set and be showing him behind the scenes. And then I started putting out VHS copies of the live performances and the interviews.
Selling in the streets.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Independent. You know what I'm saying? This is... Independent before independent was independent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You said VHS, you didn't say DVDs.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I was selling them boxes of VHS to the distributors. Like, I would go to, like, Top Line, there's so many of them. I can't remember. I think of them as I'm going on. But I would sell them a box of, like, $100 for maybe, like, $10 each, $8 each, depending on, you know, what they want. And they would buy them, then they would sell them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then I would run around to, you know, Jamaica Ave, to all the little mom and pop stars, and I would sell them to them. You know what I'm saying? At first, my stuff was getting bootlegged like crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I used to run around and rough up the dudes that was bootlegging the VHS and the DVDs. Then I started getting smart and started realizing if my shit is on the blanket, niggas is seeing it.
Yeah.
right? So I stopped being mad with them, and I started looking at it as street marketing.
Yes, promotion, like, right? Like, yeah, it's building
so
the brand.
If the let's say the Menace to Society is out and niggas is bootlegging the movie and everybody's going to get it, if my shit is right next to Menace to Society, nigga might pick it up.
Yeah,
right. So I started looking at that as the bootleggers was helping promote the product.
Yeah,
right. So I did the VHS, I did three titles, right? And then the fucking format changed. Mm-hmm. Nobody was buying VHS no more.
DVDs.
Everything turned to DVDs. So I'm like, oh shit, what I'm gonna do? So now I ain't got the money because now I gotta remaster this and figure out how I'm gonna package this up. So first thing I did to try to get the money, I went to K-Slay, rest in peace, and I went to Clue, right? Okay. And I'm like, yo, let's do the first DVD mixtape.
Yeah.
And them niggas was like, DVD mixtape show? What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, we gonna put like the DVD, the music and stuff, but on the DVD. Niggas was like, they just didn't get it. I was like, then I went to my man Jamie O. He was getting money. I was like, cause me, I wasn't fucking with the street shit no more.
You trying to be,
you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, this is what I do. So I go to my man. He has some bread. I'm like, yo, let me hold a few G's. I'm gonna take these VHS and I'm gonna flip them to DVDs. And then as soon as I sell the first couple of boxes, I got you back.
Yeah.
He like, yo, I like, yeah, alright, I see that. Boom, he gave me the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and now I got a remaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these things, I forgot what they call when you duplicate the DVDs. You have to make this type of master first.
Yeah.
Then send it off to the company,
and then they can duplicate it,
right? So I did that, but what I did was I did all three volumes at the same time, one, two, and three, and I took that money and I pressed up, I think maybe probably 1,000 each title or 10,000 each title, I can't remember, right? But what I did is I took those and then I rocked all those out, gave my man back his bread, and I was back on.
Exactly.
Right? So then I took that money, the profit from that, and I went and put together the best Tunnel Volume 4, the best of Jay-Z. Right? So, because I had a bunch of Jay-Z footage too.
Yeah.
Right? So Jay-Z's hot at the time. This is about 99, 2000, 2001. Right? So now, there's a girl named Emmanuel Punica, right? Emmanuel was working at Rockefeller at the time in the video promotion.
Light skin. I know Melania. Like she's like Middle Eastern. Yeah, like, yeah, I know Melania. Yeah, she worked at Atlantic.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now she's from Rockefeller too, right? Yeah. So she used to act with me. She's in the Charlie Baltimore video.
Oh wow.
What's that video with Charlie Baltimore's robbing shit money?
Is the one with her and Ja Rule,
No. It's just Charlie. She's playing, she's like robbing.
I know the record.
But if you look at the video, you'll see Emmanuel on there, right? So she did the Tunnel with me. I mean, not the Tunnel. We both was in Belly together.
Yeah.
Belly's another movie that I did. I forgot about.
So you have a role in Belly? What scene?
I did a bunch of different scenes, but background.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I'm outside at the line when we go into the tunnel. But even then, I was smart and brought my camera.
Yeah.
So while Hype was shooting his shit, I was shooting mine.
Mm.
So I got Nas, DMX, all them niggas standing outside the tunnel and shit, getting online, dapping niggas up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I go to Emmanuel, and I'm like, yo, I got this. I'm getting ready to put out my Tunnel 4, the Best of Jay-Z DVD. Yo, ask Dame or Jay-Z if they want to put any trailers on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all Jay-Z. Y'all got the Hard Knock Life. What was it? No, Backstage, Paper Soldiers.
Yep. They were Streets is Watching.
I think Streets is Watching and another movie, right? I'm like, yo, if y'all, you know, being that on the strength is Jay-Z, I'll put all the shits on there for free.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, I'll talk to Dame. I asked Dame about it. She asked Dame. Dame was like, yo, tell him to come up. Let me see it. So I go to Dame. I give him the DVD. He looking at the shit. He flipping it over. He put it in. He like, yo, you did all this shit?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. He said, you produced, direct, edited, and package this yourself? And I'm like, yeah. Who like, nigga.
Yeah.
Now, like, he's amazed, yeah. right? But I already did 3 VHS, and this is my 4th DVD. This is my 7th title.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, nigga, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Right? But for him, he's impressed because he don't know nobody that ever did all this shit by themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Down to the packaging. Mm. Like, I hired a graphic artist. They went and got my shit printed. I got my shit shrink wrapped down in Harlem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all that, right? So when I'm giving it to him, Dame's like, damn, you did all this shit by yourself? And I'm like, yeah. So he's saying, so you tell me, you shot this, you produced it, you directed it, you wrote it, you packaged it, and you selling these? And I'm like, yeah, this is my 7th one.
Mm-hmm.
Dame said, you want to come work for Rockefeller? Just like that.
There you go.
Right? And I was like, when? He said, tomorrow. He said, yo, tomorrow I'm going to the Oscar De La Hoya, Shane Mosley fight. He said, yo, you could go with me. You could start tomorrow.
Mm.
I was like, all right, set it up. He's like, yo, I think at that time it was Cordy B. He was like, yo, Cordy B, yo, get his number, get everything, man. Yo, book him, everything, yo, he going with us. And I was with Dame almost every day for
like
4 years.
Did you capture all that footage when he was overseas with?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
He showed it to me when he was up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the American New Network.
Yeah. And see, that's how I got to Rockefeller, right? So now, this will lead, this is the segue to why I say fuck Jay-Z.
Okay.
All right?
I want to get to, right? I want to hear it. Go ahead.
So, now when I get to Rockefeller, and so this is 2001,
yeah.
I believe. When Blueprint 2 came out? 2001, right?
Blueprint 2 came out.
02.
02. 02. All
right, so this is 2001, because it's the lead up to it, right?
Yep.
So I'm running around the world with Dane, right? And first thing that I remember is we had what we would call a marketing meeting,
mm-hmm.
right, for the Blueprint 2 album, mm-hmm. right? So at this time, Jay's sneaking around with Beyonce.
Okay.
Right? We know that, you know, us and Rockefeller, we know that's his girl.
For sure.
But they still sneaking around publicly, right? So the first single is 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So this is when everybody knew that Choke was different mm-hmm. at Rockefeller, right? Mm-hmm. They play the song. We watch the video. So it's Dame, everybody on Dame's side. Now, remember, when I got to Rockefeller, Jay-Z and Dame already don't fuck with each other. Mm-hmm. But nobody knows this.
Do you know this or is it?
No.
Okay.
At this point, no.
Gotcha.
And I'll tell you the point when I found out, right? So we in this marketing meeting, right? And Shaka, the video production, product placement, product managers, not product placement, product managers, managers and stuff is in this meeting. We in a hotel over there in Columbus Circle, right? And they play the video, they play it, right? And when it goes off, now at this time, you know 03, Bonnie and Clyde is a remake of who song?
Tupac. Me and My Girlfriend.
All right. And
Pac didn't fuck with Hov.
Okay, right? Thank you. So when it goes off, everybody's like, yo, what y'all think? Everybody's clapping. Da, 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 da. And then there's dead silence. And I'm like, yo, why is Jay-Z doing Tupac's song over? Tupac don't fuck with Jay-Z. And everybody's like, hush. Everybody's looking. It's like you could hear a mouse piss on cotton. Like, nigga, it's quiet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dame says, somebody call Jay-Z and tell him what Choke said.
Okay.
Right? Because Dame is like, that's a real fucking answer to the song.
Yes.
Right? Jay needs to know this.
Yes.
This is my, that's my opinion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The Jay needs to know what the streets is going to say.
By the way, when the streets, when it came out, the streets did say that. They did feel like that. I mean, he got through it, but that's true though. You're right. Cause I'm a Jay-Z fan. I'm a Pac. Like, Jay-Z's number one on my list, and Pac's like number four. So it's like, I love Pac. So when he did, I was like, I don't know how Pac fans gonna receive that, but I see what you're saying.
Following Machiavelli.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that following Machiavelli?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So that's why when people put Jay-Z on the top list of being an artist or a lyricist, you gotta discredit him. You gotta rip some stripes away from the remakes. Cause he's doing a lot of people's songs over. And if you don't have the like 99 Problems, people didn't know that was a Two Live Crew song. That's Marquise and Ice-T.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But nobody wouldn't have knew that if they said that, right?
Yeah.
It looked real original.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of Biggie stuff that he took. Like, I'm not going to even get into all that.
Well,
right?
Well, only I'm gonna ask you a question. How do you think Dr. Dre is? What do you rank him on a producer list?
He's very high.
Okay, perfect. So why do you hold Jay-Z accountable for remakes when Dr. Dre's Chronic album was nothing but a remake of P-Funk?
Because of the
I know why. We can be honest and say why.
Yeah, you got it takes a lot to chop up.
No, that's not why. That's not the answer. We're gonna be honest. The answer is proximity.
It's proximity.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. It is very hard to appreciate someone's greatness when you're attached to it, compared to appreciate someone's greatness that's over there.
No.
Because I'm saying, because Jay-Z, because Dr. Dre looks up to Hov.
Being a lyricist and being a producer is two different things.
No, but he did. Jay-Z didn't remake other people's lyrics. He did.
He might
have took up Jay-Z bar too. He didn't take.
What?
Jay-Z, what did Jay-Z recite? What did Jay-Z recite?
When the Remy's in my system, Biggie. Ain't no tell. That's a nigga.
Go another one.
Another one? The rule is back.
He didn't sample.
Slick Rick.
He didn't say something Slick Rick said.
He said Slick Rick lyrics.
That's a hook.
No, hold on. I'll give you a few more.
I'll be honest with you. For me, anyone that discredits Jay-Z's skills.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To me, is
bro,
because he's the nicest nigga to ever touch a microphone for the longest. You have to give that to him. Like, and I think Choke, hear me out, Choke, on some brother shit. If you said the nigga's ill, I can't take that from him, but I don't like who he is, I think everybody will like it. But when you try to, when you say
no,
I don't like that
no,
nigga,
I,
and you just treat him as an artist,
Ill,
like,
and I don't take nothing from him. But when you borrow,
you taking something right now.
Because you borrow from so much. I never seen Nas do what he do. I never
and
seen Rakim
and
do what
and
he
that's
do.
Why Nas and Rakim,
I never seen Kane do what he
none
do.
None of those guys reached his status.
I never seen KRS do what he do.
Name somebody that didn't do what he do that reached his status.
They all did.
Nah, Kane and
you telling me they ain't a nigga out here ain't gonna say KRS ain't a greater lyricist than Jay-Z?
I'ma say it.
You gonna tell me there's nobody out here that's gonna say Rakim ain't better than Jay-Z?
I think whoever said that was somebody that was around in the 80s.
You're not gonna tell me nobody out here is gonna say Nas ain't better than Jay-Z?
If you're a nigga that likes Ice Cube, if you're a 5%er, you like, you know, wearing cool, you gonna say Nas is better. But I'm saying Hov is the king of the hustlers. Hov is the king of the money-making niggas. I'm just saying, listen, I have no problem with you saying. I'm just talking to you because I fuck with you. And if the camera wasn't here, everybody in this room know I would say the same thing to you.
I know.
Hey, bro, it feels like, because it's, you know what it's like? It's like, it's so hard to get love in your hometown. It's so hard to get love with the people that knew you. And the reason why it's hard to get love from them is because you are a reminder to them that if they got on their shit, if they did their thing, they could be where you are. But they didn't. So now they're like, he ain't shit, but Biggie's the best over there. It's like, bro, it's just a psychology.
It's different for me. I've known Jay to borrow from so many people, bro. From the state property niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever heard this statement? It's a very famous statement. No? Bad artist copy. Great. No, bad artist copy. Great artist steal.
Okay, so he's a great artist. How can Jay be the best if he was stealing?
Because everybody stole from somebody.
Everybody didn't steal
everybody,
from
somebody. No.
Yo, bro, this nigga took niggas' songs, bro. He did niggas' songs over. You tell me he get five mics in originality?
Okay, so, no.
Do he get five mics in originality?
But I will say this. Bonnie and Clyde was 03 was not a record for me. It was not a record for the streets. It was him and his girlfriend, and they was like. By the way, it was a good remake, and it was and the people that it was for, it worked for. I think Jay-Z is smart because he did records that he needed to do to win. Now, if you don't like him for that, for being intentional, okay, then.
No. I ain't say that's why.
Yeah.
I love Jay-Z as a artist.
Let's clap for that. We got some love from Chokehold today. I love it. Let's go.
Anybody will tell you Jay-Z is
I'm fucking with you, bro.
He's at the top of the list when it comes to artists. I love him as an artist.
Yeah.
But he's a piece of shit.
As a person.
Yes. And a businessman.
I don't know him as a person. So I can't say
and
that.
And a businessman.
I don't know. I know him as a businessman. And to
he's
me,
a piece of shit, bro. What he did to Dame, bro.
Okay, so right. let's go there. Let's go there. All
right.
Because so, let me tell you something. Number one, hey dog, let me tell you something. Anybody that knows me knows, dog, I'm a Dame stan. I can't believe I got the nigga phone
both.
Number.
Me and you both.
I can't believe I got the nigga phone number. I love Dame, but
let me tell you something. I'm the way I am partially because of Dame.
I am too.
Right? Dame don't like that I'm his reflection. Do you understand?
I can see that.
When's his birthday? The 15th of May? I'm the 19th.
Oh, y'all both Tauruses. Yeah.
We only had a problem because the nigga was not giving me credit.
Who was it?
Dame.
Okay.
Go watch the shit that he showed you that I shot.
It'll
the International
name.
Grizzly. Go look at the credits. He didn't even fucking credit me as a Karen.
Why?
Got me in this shit.
Why?
Because the nigga's a fucking hater.
No, hit me out.
Listen,
but
hold on,
you
have,
but legally he can't do that.
No, don't do that. Okay. Hold on. Legally he can't do that, and I could have sued him, right?
You should.
Right? No, because that's my brother, bro.
That's true. But
you
then,
know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing.
I could have sued him for the money he owed me that for the pays that I didn't get. I didn't do that. I went to Dame office three times. Like, that's more. Let me get back to, sorry, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But I love Dame like you love Dame.
Yeah.
Right?
And I love
Jay-Z get rolled because I fucking love Dame.
But I love Jay-Z too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like Jay made a lot of us that's close to Dame suffer because he didn't fuck with Dame. You know what I'm saying? He blackballed a lot of us because we was on.
Hit me up. What I'm telling you is that. So when we did this show with Dame, all I wanted Dame to see was that he did some things wrong. I was of the mind state that Jay-Z did him dirty until I started speaking to more and more people. So let me tell you what I know from Rockefeller people who I know is there. They said if you came onto the Rockefeller system, you knew you was flying in two planes. He was on either on Dame plane or you was on Jay's plane.
At what point?
No, they said no. This is what I heard. It was just
wait. No. At what point?
I don't know. They said a point.
That's not a blanket statement. That can't true because the. Jay was in the office at a point. Jay was around at a point.
Yeah.
There was a straw that broke the camel's, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. This nigga here, it was a straw that broke the camel's back
that made Jay stop being around.
The straw was Cameron.
That Cameron was a part of the straw.
Part of it, cause, right? Because right? Me and Dave spoke about it. Told me he was wrong.
Women were a part
that
of it.
I'm about to say, that's the
main
part.
It's the women, right? So now let me.
Letter A.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Not only her, but I don't want to get nasty up here. Yeah. Right. So. We gonna get there. Where did I leave off at? All right. 03, Bonnie and Clyde, right? So Dame tells the staff, tell Jay-Z. Right? Boom. So moving forward, right? Business as usual. We traveling, boom, boom, boom. Now, it's strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
I work at Rockefeller, but I still haven't shot Jay-Z yet. I done shot everybody. I've been around everybody. But when we see Jay, it's kind of in passing. And I'm a Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
Like, I made it to Rockefeller. Yeah. I done shot this nigga in the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I done been around this nigga, this and that, coming up in the industry. Now I'm at Rockefeller. Why am I not shooting Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
That day comes, right? Now, it was called the Give Back Show. It was at, I think High 97 produced it, right? Sponsored it. It was the Give Back Show. It was at Manhattan Center, the Hammerstein Ballroom, right? This is my first time now getting ready to shoot Jay. Dame calls me and is like, yo, I'm getting ready. Come shoot Jay at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Meet me over there, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Boom, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I finally get to shoot Jay.
Yeah.
Right? Now, at the same time, I got an artist that I'm managing with me named Denim. Right?
Remember Denim? She was signed to Rockefeller.
Yeah, okay. She ain't actually signed. That was my artist. She never signed, but she did get on a few songs, right?
Chocolate Girl, Pretty Brown Skin Girl. I remember her. Yeah.
They tried to steal her from me, fucking big, slimy ass. Tried to get slick and shit, steal my artist, him and Kenny Burns. I go to, I'm like, where you at? Like, Kenny Burns. I was going to beat Kenny Burns' ass. Oh, man, I love him.
Yeah,
but
it's my nigga,
nigga
too.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas my nigga still my fucking artist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, she got on Young Guns' album. She's on, like, two of the songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She did some other stuff, got on some mixtapes. Like, you know how grimy this industry is. So even my lawyer tried to get grimy, right? I bring up there so we could do our management contract. This nigga told me, yo, I'm representing both of y'all. How the fuck do you represent both of us? That's a conflict of interest, nigga.
It is.
Like, if I want to rob her and you my lawyer, what you going to tell her? I had to fire his ass.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So that's why I wind up not even doing the management contract with her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, this industry is grimy, nigga.
They do you dirty. Know
what I'm saying? But see, this is why they don't like me.
Yeah.
Because if I tell you, yo, as an artist, you and the record label don't need to have the same manager. I mean, the same lawyer. Then I'm blowing niggas' spot up.
Exactly.
This is why they don't like me.
Yeah.
All right? So, because I'm the educator, right? Like, if you sign a bad boy, don't fucking let Mark Piss manage you.
Or
this
Harv.
Niggas or Harv, because they Puff's boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, we go to Manhattan. I'm going to meet me, Denim. I got my cousin O with me. And we go to Hammerstein Ballroom to meet, right? So, we go through the back door, whatever. Jay's performing. Now, this is the concert, right? In case the footage ever come out, because Jay, you never gave me my fucking tape back. You gave me my camera back, but you still got that tape, nigga. Right? Yeah, niggas, man. Right? So, if you ever see this footage come out, this is when Snoop quit smoking. You remember that?
Yes.
This is the first time Snoop started smoking back.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that at Jay-Z's concert.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is monumental, but it ain't gonna come out because they know that's stolen footage, right? So, I'm shooting, right? But not only I'm shooting, I'm choke no joke. I don't just shoot, nigga. I'm standing on top of the speakers. I'm jumping down in the pit.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm shooting Jay-Z. I'm getting the best shots.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga? Right? Now, I done been in Rockefeller for a while now, but like I told you, there's already a split between
him and Dame
and Jay. They already beefing over the Aaliyah shit.
Yeah.
Right? So, Jay goes over to Tata and he's like, yo, get that camera from that nigga. I'm looking right at him.
I love Jay and Tata. I just love that. Go ahead.
So he like, yo, get that camera from that nigga. Right? No. Let me bring it back. Jay says to Tata, yo, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? So Tata goes over to Dane and shit. And Dane go, yo, he Rockefeller. He with me. Right? So that ends it.
Yeah.
For Dane.
Yeah.
Right? Jay's like, I don't give a fuck if he Rockefeller. This is my concert, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You ain't talk to me about this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I knew it wasn't Rockefeller. It was Rockefeller.
Yeah.
I saw the divide that day.
Yeah.
Right? So Tata goes back over to Jay and like, yo, Dame said, yo, he worked for Rockefeller. He worked for him. Jay like, yo, get the fucking tape.
And this is like backstage.
This is on stage. Remember, this is during the fucking show, nigga. Jay paused the show for a second.
Damn.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So the show keep going, end of the show, right? So I'm standing there. We all still on the stage a little. Dame's still up there, a few other people. Now, I see in Tata go over to other niggas on Dame's side of Rockefeller.
Yes.
And they like, he like, yo, what's up with the nigga? Like, we gonna have problems with him?
Yeah.
If we do something, then and them bitch ass niggas is like, I ain't young, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Or who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, for sure. Real life.
Yeah.
Right? So they take the chance. Mm. Right? So I'm standing there, we all waiting to leave, the concert's over, people starting to flow out. Jay makes sure he gets out first, so he's not there when the shit jump off.
Okay.
Right? So Tata and his crew, they standing in the background.
Yeah.
Right? Like by the door, exit, right? Mm-hmm. So as I come, me and Dame's waiting on me. I'm thinking Dame was sensing something to make sure I got out of there.
Yeah.
Right? But he never said that. I don't think we ever had that conversation, right? But he stuck around to wait for me, I believe. He walked out the door. When he walked out the door, Tata, he blocked the doorway, right? And right? So I looked at him, and I jumped at him. I said, what the fuck you gonna do? And that nigga jumped out his skin, right? And he said, get him, get him! He told all the niggas that was with him, get me, right? So them niggas, they start jumping me, right? Niggas are swinging, I'm dodging. Now, Dame went through the door. Now, I seen the setup. I could have easily been like, yo, Dame, you know what I'm saying? Man, he would have turned around and came back, and probably it would have been me and him. Or they probably went to dish
it. They went to dish it.
Right, yeah. Right? But being the fact that I, like, this little nigga jump in front of me and shit, like, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah.
Right? And shit, then he got all the other niggas. He ain't even helped them niggas.
Yeah.
The fucking, the other niggas jump me, right? They swinging and shit. I'm waving and shit, right? But I got the camera. So what happens is, while I'm holding the camera, one of the dudes go to kick the camera out my hand, right? And when he go, I got the camera right here. So when he go to kick the camera out my hand, I moved it and his fucking foot kicked me in the chin and made my bottom teeth slam up to the top.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit fractured my jaw, right? So with the impact, I fucking let the camera go and the shit dropped. Tata grabs the camera and he runs out the fucking back door and then they all run out after him, right? So a police officer seen the commotion that was going on and he walked up, right? And shit, why you making that face?
Because How do you get jumped by employees of a company you work at and you don't file a $100 million lawsuit and just leave the game alone?
Because I was stupid.
Okay.
Let me tell you. I was still in the street mentality then. Right? My niggas is like, oh! Seasonal Rockefeller chains.
Yeah,
right?
But you still going to work there.
Right. So I'm telling all my niggas in the streets, no, stop, chill.
Yeah.
I got to do this different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what happens is we leave, me, Denim, my cousin, we leave. The cop come over to me. He's like, yo, you all right? You all right? you want to go, you want me to call an ambulance or anything? I'm like, nah, I'm all right, because I really don't feel the effects of it yet, right? So we go down to the diner on, 34th and 9th?
23rd.
Olympic. No.
Oh, Olympic diner.
Yeah, Olympic diner on 34th and 9th.
That's like the worst workman's comp situation I've ever heard in my life, my nigga.
Right. Right. So I go, I order me a turkey burger because I ain't eat pork. I don't eat pork and none of that shit since 90, right? So I go get a turkey burger and shit. And when I go to bite the shit, first I go to the bathroom, I spit. And blood, I see blood, you know, in my teeth and shit. So I spit it. Yeah, I go to eat the turkey burger. And when I go to open my mouth, I'm like, oh, shit. Mm. I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Went to the hospital, found out my jaw was broke. I was in the hospital, right? I'm calling Dane. This nigga won't pick up his phone. Calling Dane. Anytime I call Dane, that shit might not even ring twice, nigga. Mm. Definitely not three times. He's picking up my call. Now this nigga not picking up.
Okay. Right?
So I last thing I remember, my man and him came to the hospital, and then I went under. I woke up, my shit was white, right? The first day I got out the hospital, I went down. I called the office. I'm like, yo, let me speak to Dane, because he nigga ain't answering my fucking call.
But how many days have we went by this time?
I don't know, maybe 3 or 4, maybe.
Okay, so about 3 or 4 days, he don't answer the phone. Right. Okay.
Because my shit is still swollen.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I call the office. I'm like, yo, where Dame at? They say he had Chelsea Piers doing a photo shoot. I'm like, what studio? They tell me. I was like, all right. I get my niggas. I say, yo, come with me. Right? We go all down. They go down there gripped up and shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get down, this nigga was about to leave. We come up on the elevator. I got 3 niggas with me and shit. The elevator door opened up. Dame standing there with Rachel, his kids. That nigga jumped out his skin, my nigga. That nigga was like, oh, shit. Literally. He like, that's what he said, like verbally.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm like, yo, nigga, I need to talk to you.
Nigga, like a villain in a movie. Nigga, yo, they be calling you, nigga.
My shit wired. That nigga looking at me. He probably looking, I'm probably looking crazy in the face. Shit, I'm like, yo, nigga, I need to talk to you. He like, all right. And I'm like, he like, yo, look, can my family leave? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna say my nigga's name. Yo, y'all go sit in the car with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, go back in. Now I'm like, told one of my man, yo, you come with me.
Yeah.
Right? We go inside. We walk in. It's like, I'm fucking heated because this nigga ain't calling me back. Mm. Right? So as soon as we walk in, the back in the studio and the door closed, nigga turned around. He said, it was Jay.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, yo, nigga, I don't give a fuck who it was. Your nigga's paying this hospital bill. Right? And shit. So he was like, yo, don't worry about it. We'll pay for it, your hospital bill. I'll put you on the Rockefeller insurance. And Big's like, yo, you ain't gotta put him on the Rockefeller. I'm like, nigga, you shut up. Yeah. Like, you ain't fuck. You don't even do shit.
Yeah.
Right? So Dame like, yo, don't worry, I'm gonna make it right, this, that, and the third. I'm like, yo, I want my fucking camera back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, nigga, I said something gotta give, my nigga.
Yeah.
Something got to get. He like, yo, it was Jay. He going to take care of it. He going to take care of it. So that's why me and Dame never had no problem.
Mm.
Because I was just a casualty.
I would say you was a casualty of the war.
Yeah, right.
I was about to say, like, and even yesterday I was watching Godfather 2. And it's funny because when it starts with the son that got killed and the brother and then the baby was there, and the mother was like, please don't kill him. And he was like, no, he's going to grow up, and he's going to get big, and he's going to kill me. I got to kill him, too. And then he killed the mother, and then the son ran away, but he came back and killed him. So for me, it just feels like it wasn't personal to you. It was just kind of like, Dame got you on some shit. You need to holler at your man. He know better. And that's kind of the casualty. It was like you was a casualty. Now, doesn't take away from the pain,
right.
But I almost feel like you were just a casualty of a war that you didn't even know you was a part of.
I did. And that's exactly what it is. That's why I never had a gripe with Dame when I got jumped, because I know it wasn't him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, at the same, and flip side of it, I never had a problem with Jay because of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was because of them. And Jay made it, when I went to Jay, he made it right. He didn't give me a bunch of money, but he paid for me to say, aye, my nigga.
Okay, was it, that's what I'm saying. That's
you know
real
saying,
nigga
right?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's clap for Jay-Z. Do some real nigga shit. I want to clap for the real nigga. We gotta acknowledge it, Trope. We gotta right. acknowledge it. That's right.
And it wasn't no, he ain't trying to come with no non-disclosure and confidentiality.
Ooh, real nigga shit.
I was going to sign that shit anyway.
Yeah, real nigga shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell my motherfucking story.
Yeah.
I'm going to blast you, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it got cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kept, because to me, I felt it was, good. Can I get that?
Yeah. That's yours.
For me, it was more beneficial to stay at Rockefeller to start a war with them,
of course.
Right? And then at the time, Jay's on fucking probation
for the
unstabbing.
So
if I would have pressed charges, he would have went to jail.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm not gonna be the nigga that sent Jay-Z to jail.
Hell no.
I looked at it like this: this nigga's the cash cow.
Yep.
He gonna stay the fucking round. Y'all niggas gonna fucking keep paying me. You might gonna have to pay me more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna press charges. This nigga gonna stay on Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
We all gonna get money, and we just gonna keep going, right? And that was my mindset, and that's how I carried it.
Yeah,
I had a lot of niggas mad at me.
For
niggas
sure.
felt like I got soft and a bunch of shit.
You understand? You understood what was going on,
right? Because it's easy for me to do something to the nigga. You know what I'm saying? But this is where he became a sucker, right? Because I
say he sound like a real nigga to me up until this point.
Now that was cool, right? I forgave him, right? Now here comes the day, right? We at the Dame had a loft in Tribeca. We used to call it the Black Door, right? After the incident, after I got my money, after I said everything was cool, here come Jay, right? He comes to Dame's out at the Black Door, right? I'm standing on that side of the room, right? The entrance is right here behind us, right?
Yeah.
So I'm standing on that side of the room, on the side of the pool table, just chilling, right? Jay comes in, he walks in, he say something to Dame, they talking, boom, 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 right? Now, at this point, I know you don't fuck with this nigga like that.
Okay.
Or y'all don't fuck with each other like
sure.
that. Well, this wouldn't happen to me, right? That's how I'm carrying Dame. Now, I know y'all niggas don't really fuck with each other. So he come up in Dame Mounts, and he come up there by himself.
Right.
And this is why they took my, this, I'm going to tell this story again because you're a real nigga.
Yeah.
Right? But this is the reason why they took my interview down from the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
They cut this part out.
Yeah.
Right? They cut this part out, and then they took it down. Well, this is what they cut out. Right? So Jay-Z, he shows up to Dame House. I'm there. It's just the aftermath of it, right? So I don't want to believe that he wanted to be sure that I was cool and it wasn't going to be no further
problems.
Problems behind what happened.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm chilling on the other side of the room, on the other side of the pool table, right? Jay comes in, he talks to Dame, and then I can't stand up. They both walk on the other side of the room, right?
Yep.
So if I'm this bottle of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dame comes and he stands on this side of me, and Jay comes and he stands on this side of me,
mm-hmm.
right? So
facing you or like
no,
just looking straight?
They're just looking straight.
Kind of face, kind of standing like, the same way. Like, it's like
way.
I take a picture.
I got my back to the wall. They come, they put their back to the wall, right?
Got you.
But neither one of them say nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I done fucking been on Rikers Island. I done been in the worst hoods. I know when a nigga is fucking trying to test.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm fucking mad because I already accepted that it ain't nothing,
mm-hmm.
right? If it was something, it would be something, right?
Yeah.
So I go like this. I cross my arms and I put my foot up on Dame wall in his house.
Yeah.
And I put one foot up on the wall and I'm like this. Because now I'm like, if this motherfucker, after I done said and took the money, then we good. If this nigga say something slick, I'm going to rip these braces open. These, my mouth wires open. And I'm going to bite this nigga in his big ass nose. And I'm going to fuck him up in here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? I don't need, niggas think because he's Jay-Z, he can't get beat up or some shit, right? I don't know why they cut this out, the interview, because it's Jay-Z, right? Yeah. You can't talk bad about Jay-Z. But, nigga, I accepted I'm getting jumped. I accepted my jaw getting broke. I accepted fucking being in a hospital, my shit getting white. Mm-hmm. I moved on.
Yep.
I took your fucking money.
Yeah.
Right? Why are you coming in this motherfucking house playing games, nigga? Mental games.
But what is the game he playing? Because he's talking to Dame, not
you. No, he talked to Dame when he first walked in at the door.
Yeah.
When they both came and stood on side of me, they both never said shit. They just stood there.
Okay.
For about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Just stood on the side of me.
Okay.
Like, and I just, like I said, I just put my foot up on the wall and I'm standing. Because as soon as you say something, you anything, I'm snapping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The nigga stand there for about 2 minutes, don't say shit, walk back over to the other side of the room, him and Dame, say some shit and leave.
Mm.
So now I'm looking at Dame funny. That ain't your man no more. You forgot? Y'all niggas at odds. What the fuck was that? So from that point, I felt like he's always been uneasy with me, right? Because I seen him get me jumped, mm-hmm. right? So when he did that, first sucker shit, right? Sucker shit?
Not to me. Here's why I say it's not to me. Because to me, if anything was sucker shit, it was a sucker shit was you being invited somewhere and they not warning you that you met. He don't like cameras around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got sent into the Lions Den. It's like...
Yeah, we talking about past that.
So what's the sucker shit you referring to?
Come into Dame house and just standing there and not saying
the reason why I can't say it's sucker shit because we don't know what the conversation was.
All right, so it's a mental game? There was no conversation.
Okay, so hear me out. No, you said him and Dame was talking.
Him and Dame talked when he came in the house. It could be, yo, that's the nigga right there. That's Choke. That's okay. The one that got jumped.
Gotcha.
That's the one that you paid the bread to. Boom, boom, boom.
But I thought, at this time, you and him, then y'all didn't talk?
No!
So it was like middleman did. Oh, see the way it came up like Jay kind of like, I'm sorry, here.
No,
that's
No. I did that with John McNeely.
Okay. Well, that makes sense now. I'm like, sense. If Jay did that,
I did negotiate. Me and Jay never had a conversation about that shit.
Okay, gotcha.
He know who I am. I know who the fuck he is. I never even talked to him about that shit.
Gotcha. Okay,
because
cool.
It ain't no need to have no conversation.
Because gotcha.
I understand what the fuck is going on with you and Dame. Yeah. Right? But I went to John McNeely with the fire.
Gotcha.
Right? Because at that time, it wouldn't have been good for me to talk to Jay-Z.
Yeah, of course
You know
not.
What I mean?
Of course not.
Right? Because it wasn't even good for me to talk to Dame.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the way I talked to him was very fucking aggressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But... he understood it, and he understood his fault in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So how could he be mad at me?
But
Jay and Dame walking over in his house and just coming and standing on the side of me and don't say nothing and just stand there, I don't know if they was expecting me to say something, but you both come, like right now, it's like y'all both come and sit on the couch right now. And do what y'all
first of all, my jaw is wide,
right?
So I said, what like, the fuck nigga, are y'all doing?
And,
what is happening right now?
And this is the nigga, why my jaw is wired?
Yeah.
I ain't no talk, nigga.
That's my point. But it can be talked because it was squashed.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right. So if he was going to say, yo, my bad, I'm sorry about what happened to you, I didn't mean it, that would have been cool.
Because another we got to factor in is that he probably didn't send people to jump you. He probably he probably said get the camera because you said the story is that Tata jumped out. I said what you gonna do, nigga? At that moment, nigga, well, I gotta do something.
He didn't say yo man, the nigga Dame ain't got the right to be filming Jay concert, man. I know that you work for Rockefeller, but Jay don't want that. Yo, either can you erase that or can we get the tape?
Would you have given the tape up?
Yes.
Okay.
I work for the company. He's the fucking co-owner.
Okay, cool.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you paying me to be there.
So at that moment, when Todd jumps up, I'm gonna say allegedly because I wasn't there. Like, but when
ain't no allegedly,
I wasn't there. Yeah, I can't say. Okay, so the moment that Tata jumps out, right? Why didn't you say, bro? Is everything straight? Do you like? Is like
because I told you I already seen Jay tell him to get the camera. That's I already what I'm saying. Seen Jay do the move. Right, Dame is walking out the door.
But I gotta ask you something. You said I seen Dame say Jay say get the camera. I seen Dame say Jay say do this. So you knew when he approached you what it was about. But you just said if to me it's like semantics. It's like. It's almost like you could have said, hey, bro.
I ain't got to say shit.
Okay.
You know why? Because if I'm working for the company and you got a problem with what I'm doing, first of all, y'all supposed to talk to Dame about that shit.
For sure.
Not me. You talk to Dame.
But see,
right? But even if, right, you have a conversation with me, y'all the niggas don't form up on me and jump in front of me and with this stance and shit. I know what this is fight,
but
nigga.
But hit me out.
This is fight.
Y'all niggas don't. But we all from the hood. We all know that.
You talking about a nigga from Marcy and a nigga from Edenwood.
No. Hit me out. I'm talking about the little niggas that are the minions that want to prove themselves. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, it might be some shit like, yo, get the camera, scare them. Mm-hmm. But these niggas like, I'm gonna show them that I'm a real soldier. It could be a lot of different things that happened in that moment.
He still gave the order, brother. However they handle it, they handle
That's
it.
True.
Well, he gave the order, bro.
You don't know if he
you
cursed them
out. You think if I wouldn't have murdered one of them niggas right there, that he wouldn't have fucking paid for their funeral?
Of course.
Of course, because he told them to do it.
The same way you got hurt, he paid for the funeral. No, it's probably the real nigga thing to do.
No, because he sent them niggas to do it.
No, I'm talking about when a nigga did something stupid.
No, I'm talking about if something would have happened to one of them, for him giving that order, he wouldn't have been responsible?
If he gave the order, yes.
He did give the order, brother. Like, we not talking ifs when the nigga paid me.
But
there's no ifs, there ain't no alleges when we talking past tense, and we all know this story.
But I gotta
call your man Dame and ask him right now. Fuck all that alleged shit.
I want to bring Dame into it. I want to talk to you. Let me just say something. If I was your friend, if I was your brother, if I knew you, my job will always to be to give you other angles, right? Because when you're angry, there's emotional intelligence is out the window now. Now it's like these niggas done did this. I'm about to do something. And sometimes you got to be like, stop. It's like Godfather when he was like, yo, he hit my sister. That's why Sonny got killed. It was like, dog, let's wait. Your dad's in the hospital. Let's talk about it. No, fuck that. I want to show him. So sometimes you and I know that sometimes you can't control the minions around you. I might tell Donnie, yo, man, make sure you get that shit. I don't care what he say, get it. And then Donnie kills a nigga. What the fuck?
Then Donnie was not the nigga to sin. You sin a nigga
right.
That know how. Right,
but
now.
But a nigga
right
dead now.
In business. In business, right? Right yep. Now, you got somebody. Right now, you got somebody that talks to the people for you, right?
Yes.
You're not going to send your ignorant homeboy to do those negotiations, are you?
But how old were you at the time, if you don't mind me?
Yeah, how old were you?
Older than that.
Mm-mm. Probably like 30. Wait, hold on.
Jay and Dame broke 30, up at 05.
Wait, 71. Wait, 81.
34.
I was 30.
Okay.
I was 30.
So yeah, 30, 31.
Okay, cool. Yeah, 30, 31. I was grown, nigga. I know exactly what the fuck was going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but my point is he came and he did that, right?
Yep.
So for that, you know, them coming, standing around me, silence, this, that, and other, to me, that's sucker shit. Like, bro, if you want to say sorry, just say sorry.
Yeah.
And I would have shook his hand and was like, you come stand here for 2 minutes, dead silence, and then walk off. You playing that dumb nigga in the streets is watching in the car.
Yeah.
Talking, just like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I with the context, I understand the frustration. I wasn't there. It just, I don't know, man, like I try not to assume things. I try not to assume the worst things. I try to just assume, like I said, like, If I'm a leader of a crew, a gang, of an army or whatever, and you're a leader, and we decide to go to war, we both decided to kill people mm-hmm. on our sides. We know that. So if they were at a war, you were just a casualty of it. And I couldn't even imagine. Like I'm actually probably call Damon. Like what the fuck was that? I can't even think about that. But the thing I'm saying is that no, finish the story. So after that happens, then what goes on?
So after that, we move on, right? But he's always been, I guess he got a reason to be uncomfortable me for what he did, right? But the next time I seen a nigga was in Puerto Rico, right? That probably ain't the next
time. Was this Rockefeller or was it?
Yeah, I'm still at Rockefeller, right? So, we had the Mix Show Power Summit.
I'm about to say Puerto Rico.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mix Show Power Summit in Puerto Rico. And this is, I don't know how you get upset with me. I call him a sucker. This, again, is some sucker shit to me. You can have a rebuttal. You tell me, right?
Okay.
We at Rockefeller. We doing the Mix Show Power Summit, right? Rockefeller has the whole day Saturday.
Yep.
The whole roster. Kanye, State Property, Memphis Bleak, Dipset.
Things, everybody.
We on fire, yeah. Right? We got the whole day Saturday, right? Def Jam has Friday. They ain't got nobody no more. DMX ain't around like that. Ja Rule is done. Right? They struggling.
Yeah.
Jay-Z shows up and performs for Def Jam and leaves.
Okay.
He didn't perform for the Rockefeller.
He's Rockefeller, nigga. What do you mean?
How do you know he didn't have nothing that Saturday?
Because I was there.
No, he left.
I filmed
you,
it.
No, you was there. So Saturday he was there, he didn't
nigga,
perform.
Nigga, Rockefeller. Listen.
Hold on, I'm asking. So was he there that Saturday?
Hold on.
Okay.
Mix Show Power Summit. Sponsored Friday by Def Jam. Sponsored by Rockefeller. On Saturday. Sunday, it may be Interscope. Right? Or Def Row. Why is Jay-Z performing for fucking Def Jam?
Because.
When Rockefeller is there.
Because.
He's not a Def Jam artist.
See, that's why I kind of. So here's our thing. Let me just get my interpretation of Jay-Z. No. Bro, here's my thing.
No, let me ask.
Let me ask the question.
Can I ask the question? Stick it to Mix Show Power.
I right there, but can I?
Don't give me the impression about Jay-Z.
No.
Stick to, is that, if your label, you the CEO of Rockefeller Records, right? This is just because he got a problem with Dane.
That's what I'm about to go to.
Okay. But you go and you fucking perform for the competitor? How did Dane feel about Def Jam?
He ain't fuck with him.
So why would Jay-Z go perform for Def Jam when your fucking record label has a whole day? You ain't gonna go perform with your team. You gonna go for, you fucking hoe. You Kobe Bryant from the Lakers, and you gonna go to the All-Star game wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey and play for them niggas?
Let's take that example, for example. I like that example. I like that. Let's take that. Kobe was frustrated with the Lakers and got on the radio and said, I want to be traded. Now, he didn't get traded and he stayed.
Did he ever wear another team's jersey and play for
them? But he had to threaten them that I want to play for somebody else for them to get right. Hold on, let me just say something.
Bro, stick to Jay-Z.
Let's go. You said Kobe.
Def Jam and Rockefeller.
Let's go.
You telling me this man, it wouldn't be strange for Irv Gotti, let's keep it music, to go perform for G-Unit or Ja Rule.
They hate each other.
G-Unit got Friday and Murder, Inc. got Saturday, right? And Ja Rule shows up on fucking Friday and performs for G-Unit and leaves Murder, Inc. niggas hanging.
Now that only
would that be sucker shit or not?
Absolutely.
So now that is Jay-Z.
Now let's bring it 360. Now let's bring it 360. G-Unit is not Murder, Inc.'s parent company. G-Unit is Murder, Inc.'s enemies. Def Jam and Rockefeller was not enemies.
What you just said about Dame and Def Jam?
Dame didn't like them.
Why?
Because Dame is just the most unique probably nigga to ever do that.
No, because they're their distribution company. They weren't their partners.
They were.
No.
If I'm your distributor,
Make you a partner, brother.
I am not
brother.
An equal partner. I'm not a 50-50
this
partner.
This nigga love Jay-Z.
No, that's not.
Love Jay-Z.
No, okay, so let me get
you
this
know
out.
How I call niggas
let me
like
get this
you.
Out. Let me get this out. Let me get this out. Can I just get one thing out?
Yeah.
Let me get one thing out. It's very important. for a man, and everybody in this room, I think you two, are black men, right? Okay, so everybody's black in here, right? We all know how hard it is to be successful in America as a black man. Hold on, let me finish to say this out.
This interview is not going to air, y'all.
No, it will. It will. No, it will. Be crazy. It will. I can tell you, you can say what you want, and I can say what I want. I'm with you, and I fuck with you. I can fuck with two niggas and that don't hate each other. That hate each other. Not fucking.
I want you to make sense of this Def Jam.
Okay. What was I saying? I'm sorry. What?
You said as a man, black man.
Okay, as a black man, we know how hard it is. Thank you. Thank you for that. As a black man, we know how hard it is to be somebody, but to be successful. To be a millionaire, how hard it is. Now we're talking about a billion. Now, in order to be a billionaire, the amount of discipline it takes to be that is what Jay-Z has. I don't know if Dame has the discipline. Does Dame have the mind to be a billionaire? Absolutely. But
can I say one thing real quick?
Go ahead.
That was Dame's dream. Go back and look all the interviews.
Of course.
Dame is the one that wanted to be a billionaire before Puff, okay. Jay, any of them niggas knew what the word was. That was Dame. Jay rubs it in Dame's face by with the way he's running around saying he's a billionaire.
Yeah, but here's my thing, though. My thing is this. I don't give a fuck if it was your dream. I don't give a fuck who dream it was. I have the mental capacity to be disciplined, to do everything that I need to do. Now, here's another thing, and I told this to Dame on the show. I think Jay realized I can't talk to this nigga. Now, Jay is a powerful man, and I'm willing to bet money that he has read the 48 Laws of Power, right? One of the laws of power is you can never win arguments with words, only with actions. Dame is a talker. Jay is not. Dame is a screamer. We ain't even heard Jay. We never even seen Jay mad. Like, the only time we ever seen Jay in adversity is when the elevator shit, when you saw him go to the car, and he was still cool as ever. Like, yo, he is who he needs to be. Now, I believe Tata and Jay Brown were the diet versions of Dame. They would do what he needed to do, but they also accepted that he was the king. I don't think Dame accepted Jay was the king.
Jay was not no king over Dame. Why? What made him the king?
Because he's the fucking moneymaker.
That don't make him the king,
yes,
bro.
Yes, that does.
Yo, bro, hold on.
We don't have nothing. He's the king.
Yo, bro, you bugging.
Okay.
If that's what you feel, that's what you feel, right? But Jay didn't get his success without Dame.
I'm not saying he didn't.
Dame was the business mind, bro. Jay didn't fucking put out Dipset, State Property, and all them niggas. Jay didn't do the day-to-day fucking office shit,
my
nigga.
That wasn't his role.
Okay, so what do you mean he's the king? Dame is the nigga that's fucking making him, bro.
His
rap skills, his branding made Jay-Z.
Now,
the business work behind the intricates in the beginning is Dame, my nigga.
But first of all, I agree with that. You're talking about vision. I'm speaking about fucking discipline. I'm speaking about saying I don't.
Dame is discipline, bro. Don't take that from Dame.
No, I have to take it from him.
You can't say Dame is not disciplined. When I watch
he's
this
not
man
as disciplined
get up
as
every day and take his kids to school every day.
That's different.
Right? No. Take his kids to school. Go to the office. Go boxing. Go fucking do this. Go to this red carpet event. Take care of this artist. Take care of that artist. Take care of that artist. Take care of that artist. And all they motherfucking problems. And do that shit again every fucking day. And don't sleep. That man is disciplined, bro.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. So this studio is mine. The whole building is mine. Everything is mine with my partners, Teron and Timothy.
Right.
I film a podcast. Every employee at this studio is on my payroll.
Right.
Teron and Timothy don't pay nobody in here.
Right.
That's okay with me. If I don't give a fuck if I'm having a meeting with everybody, I'm paying.
Right.
When that nigga, if Teron calls me, I am stopping everything because I am never going to outshine the master. And I know for a fact that him breathing, him being alive, him doing what he does is the reason and the way that my mother never has to work again. And don't get me wrong, I've done a whole, hold on, hear me out, let me finish.
Go ahead.
I've done a whole fucking lot. to help him get there. I developed him, and every chance he gets, he tells people that. But that still doesn't take from the fact that today, when he walks in this bitch, he's the king. And I will motherfucking get off the throne and let him sit there every time because I know I have none of this without him. Now, I told Dame the same thing. I said, Dame, like Jay-Z said it. Motherfucker said they made Hov. Okay, make another one.
He did that.
Who he made?
Kanye West, bigger than Hov.
By the time they was done.
Hold on.
Look at the room.
Hold on. These niggas is young, nigga.
But they listen.
I don't give a fuck. You telling me Kanye ain't fucking exceed more levels than Jay-Z?
When he did, Dame was long gone.
What do you mean he was long gone? He wouldn't have got signed if Jay told that nigga, yo, nigga, I don't want to hear you rap. Play the beats.
You know how many times I heard? Yeah, that's true. But you know how many times?
Wait. Jay did not sign Kanye. Dame did.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.